After teasing it for months, former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio says he is running for U.S. Senate. He'll join a GOP primary for the seat currently held by Jeff Flake that already includes former State Senator Kelly Ward, and later this week is expected to also include Congresswoman Martha McSally. With us to assess the state of this newly crowded race is Mike Noble, Chief Pollster and Managing Partner with OH Predictive Insights. Hey, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. And by the way, I'd say that I may have broke the Guinness Book of World Records for fastest turnaround time for poll, because I agree with you all. I never thought I'd hear it come. And I'm driving into work and my Twitter feed saying Sheriff Joe is running for Senate. This is not fake news. And anyways, I dropped everything. And anyway, so we have the state of the race.
So how much does his entrance into this primary, assuming, of course, we've all assumed that Martha McSally would get in at some point, how much does Joe Arpaio's entrance into this primary sort of shake things up?
Oh, it's huge. It literally took the race and flipped it upside down. And I say that not just because of thoughts, but based on the numbers. And the numbers we actually pulled back in November, which at the race, it was just McSally and Ward. Ward actually had a very comfortable lead of 8 points over McSally. McSally kind of a tough hill to climb. Now enters Trump. So literally overnight, Ward goes from first to last. McSally goes from last to first with Arpaio directly on her heels. And so I think it is amazing how in politics, especially a whale or a huge personality, Sheriff Joe has 97% name ID among likely Republican voters. They know who he is. And so to see, you know, that I think, you know, I think the big help was to McSally. But then, you know, overnight, Ward campaigning for a year and overnight, you know, you go from first to last, you're scratching your head a little bit.
Mike, you made a little bit of a Freudian slip when you said Trump got in, but we know what you meant.
Oh,
because,
I apologize.
But I'm curious when you say that, because of the endorsement factor and how big that's going to be. Because we all tie Kelly Ward to Steve Bannon. Mm-hmm. We tie Martha McSally, I guess, to the Senate leadership. Mitch McConnell has said some things about her.
Yeah.
Now, in the case of Arpaio, he's tied to Trump. How big an impact do you think this had on the numbers you got?
That's a great question, because with the politics, I think we're seeing what it was to be a proxy for the fight of the soul of the GOP, because it's not going to look like it is today at the end of the election. And so you stated, McConnell mentioned that McSally is one of their top recruits. So you have establishment, you have Bannon, the insurgency, but then you have Trump, which is his own brand. And when you looked at the endorsement factors, Trump, of course, is still king when it comes to Republican GOP primaries. More than 2-to-1 Republicans would be more likely to support that candidate. McConnell, doesn't really move the needle with as many folks. However, when he does move the needle, it's minus 8 points. And so, but then we look at Bannon. So Bannon had a tough week. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
But the thing is, though, you don't know how bad it was. And I think the spell that the emperor has no clothes, these numbers clearly indicate. So if a likely primary voter in the Senate race were to know that Steve Bannon was supporting them or endorsing them, only 10% would be more likely to support him, with 60% less likely, which draws the conclusion that GOP candidates should avoid Steve Bannon like the plague.
Is it safe to say that Joe Arpaio and Kelly Ward are trying to draw votes from the same exact group of voters?
100%. And the numbers show that as well, because the other thing you want to look at, okay, where did those numbers go where they previously were? McSally's numbers from November till now changed maybe 1 or 2 points. So within the margin, she didn't move. Mm-hmm. So where did Joe get these numbers? So he got about 17 points migrated from Kelly Ward right over to Donald to Joe Arpaio. Caught myself. To Joe Arpaio overnight. And also the independent number was at 24%, and now it's at 15%. So basically he took a chunk of the undecideds off the board, but also took one-third of Kelly Ward's supporters overnight. And now you're going to see a slugfest in this race, because when you look at there's only 15% undecided. So how do you get it? You got to get it from someone else. And that means you got to go after him.
So, Mike, finally, very briefly, a lot of people are asking the question, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, very popular for more than 20 years, but lost his last race. So how viable is he really if he, in fact, stays in the race, which some people like Jeff Flake say he might not?
You know, I could only pontificate on that, because
that's what we love. That's why you're here.
numbers-wise, I don't have it in front of me. This is a GOP primary sample. However, he lost in one of the heaviest Republican counties in the country to Paul Penzone by 10 points. And then now running on the statewide level, where he probably has less influence with the rural regions, or especially Pima County, you know, I would say that general election of the three candidates, he's probably actually the best for the Democrats.
All right. That's Mike Noble, chief pollster and managing partner with OH Predictive Insights. Mike, thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.